Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The University of Alaska Board of Regents has released the names of five finalists being considered to serve as interim president of the University of Alaska system. According to a UA release, the finalists are acting president Michelle Rizek, former UAF interim chancellor Dana Thomas, current UAF chancellor Dan White, and UAA chancellor Kathy Sandeen, as well as state director of the Division of Legislative Finance, Pat Pitney. It says Regents will interview the finalists today and Monday and anticipate announcing their selection July 14th. The process to appoint an interim president follows the recent departure of Jim Johnson, who served as UA's president for 5 years. The selected interim candidate will lead the university for up to 18 months while the board conducts a formal presidential search. A man was killed in an ATV accident near Chitna. Alaska State Troopers report that 68-year-old Barry Yoakum of Wasilla was trying to drive an Argo amphibious ATV across O'Brien Creek Wednesday when the vehicle was swept into the Copper River. Troopers say the Argo sank and a search involving aircraft and boats was unable to find Yoakum. They say the effort was subsequently called off and Yoakum's next of kin notified about the accident. The mouth of O'Brien Creek is a popular launch spot for Copper River dip netters. Alaska has reached what wildfire managers designate as the midpoint of the season, and acreage burned so far is well below normal. According to state and federal managers, as of Wednesday, 299 wildfires had burned an estimated 173,000 acres, about 650,000 acres burned during a typical Alaska fire season. A fire potential outlook predicts the remainder of the season to be normal, with the exception of the eastern interior and some portions of the central interior where it's been rainy. I'm Dan Bross.